Hello, hello. It's time for Sips and Tips. Had to get comfortable on the couch, to be honest. I was trying to get comfortable on the couch before I realized, I got to get it together. Here we are. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, geraldandyvette.com, and it is time to get our help meet time together. You decree and declare, I'm a help meet suitable. So tonight, we've got an assignment. Because when Help Meet Suitable over here gives an assignment, Lord have mercy, we are together and I'm excited. All right. This is the assignment. I'm the author of Help for the Help Meet. Yes, yes, yes. And our website is geraldandyvette.com. Did I say that? Nope, I didn't. I forgot. All right. Helpmeets need help too. Here's the help. Helpmeets shift with Holy Spirit. All right. So helpmeet is, to me, the hardest job without any training. At least it was for me, the hardest job. Today, I'm going to name all of our responsibilities all together. Here's the assignment. You're going to look for the attribute that is your strongest and write it down and why you feel it's your strongest. The attribute that is your weakest and why is it your weakest? You know, we're going to get stronger in our strongest and we're going to get stronger in our weakest. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. We never stop growing as a helpmeet that's suitable. Oh, no. That's just not what we do. We continue to grow. It's your helpmeet shifts with Holy Spirit. You know why? Because Holy Spirit is continuously helping us. And one thing that God has been sharing with me, especially for those who are in my mentoring program and some who are in my intensive, some of us have stopped. We read it. We're working on it. And we kind of slowed down on evaluating our helpmeet role. Let me tell you why that's such a mistake. Our kings are growing, even if you can't see it. Some of you have a hard time with that one. Our kings, our priest, prophet, and kings, they're growing. They're shifting. They're changing, even if we can't see it. So the helper that he needed in one phase, one season, through one issue, one concern, is a different helper than he may need in another season, another phase, another concern. So we've got to do better with reevaluating the helpmeet role. And then we go, okay, you could be a comforter, an advocate, an intercessor, a counselor, a strengthener, or a standby. There are six of them. So what I want you to do, because we got to look at that. The helpmeet is the comforter. Yeah. What about that role? How are you doing with that role? The helpmeet is an advocate. That's the one that a lot of us have a little trouble with. Yeah. We're getting a little slack on some of these areas. Then you get to look at help meet as an intercessor. Now, many of us are actually pretty strong with that, but we got to check what type of intercessor. Are you interceding for what you want? Or are you interceding for what God wants? Oh. Because we got to check our intercessor role. Now, if you're in my intensive, we know we're interceding on behalf of the Lord. But this is something we should be doing all the time. Checking ourselves. All right. Help meet the strengthener. Now, I'll be honest. In the beginning of my help meet journey, strengthener was my lowest area. Strengthener was my lowest area. Because I just didn't think that it was my job to strengthen him when in reality I felt like he was kind of depleting me. But God cleared that up because he was like, that's not for you to deal with. That's for me to deal with. You strengthen him. Okay, because that's your role and I'm going to keep turning. But now I'm really strong in that area. Help meet the standby. Woo! Sometimes it's hard to stand by if you're not seeing what you want to see. But we're not looking at what we see in the natural. We're dealing with what we want to see in the spiritual, because faith is about not what we see, but more about what God said. So you got to be a standby. You got to be a standby. And then the last is a counselor. And let me just say, counselor isn't telling your king what you want him to do and then counseling him to do it. You want wise counsel. You want to give godly counsel. You want to decree and declare what God is saying. I think we got to look at the job description. So we've got some definitions now. It's what you're doing right now. Because what you're strong in today, a couple weeks from now, things might shift a little. Things might shift because of what's going on, shift because of what you're dealing with, shift because of what you see in the natural. There could always be a shift. So I think I want to see you all do this, because I have to review what's going on today. So this should be this week. What's your strongest area and why? What's your weakest area and why? And with the weakest area, I want you to look at what will you do to improve. And don't just say, I'm going to get better. Because if that's all it took, probably wouldn't be your weak area. Got to put something into play. Got to pray, definitely. You may have to fast. You may have to study that area. You may have to intentionally practice. Even if you don't know where your spouse is, because there's certain things you can put in the atmosphere. There's certain things you can write down for later. Don't put an excuse up, because helpmeets don't use excuses. Well, Yvette, I'm not sure where he is. There's still things you can work on. Trust me, you'll realize most of what I learned when my husband and I were separated, because God was like, you got work to do. So you can get it done. Get your work done. So when I send him back, you'll know your role. You'll be better at your role. Stop making excuses that he's not around. You got things to do. Okay. And then I'm getting ready to pray it over you. I'm getting ready to pray the help meet prayer over you. And you receive it and do this assignment. We can talk about. Let's look at of what's the area many of us are struggling with, because that could give me some more areas, maybe for webinars, an area maybe for sips and tips, so I can pour into you all what it is that we are in need of. What it is that we are in need of. So here's the prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are honored that you have called us helpmeets. Oh, helpmeet is an honor. Make that declaration. Helpmeet is an honor. We declare that we will strive to be the representative of Holy Spirit to our family. Please forgive us for the things we have done, the things that we have done that work against you, God, and for anything that wasn't pleasing to you according to your word. We know you are a forgiving God. So we ask you to forgive us. So we leave those thoughts, those actions, and the behaviors in our past. We leave those thoughts, those actions, and the behaviors in our past. Thank you for sending us Holy Spirit to guide us to be the best helpmeets for our husband or our future husband. Lord, give us strategies, wisdom, insight, and strength to do what you have called us to do. If we fall short, Lord, help us to get back up quickly. Lord, I'm going to say that again. If we fall short, Lord, help us to get back up quickly, we declare we will not fail, we will not fall, but we will stand firm. We decree we are growing level to level and glory to glory. We know that death and life is in the power of the tongue, so we speak life to our marriage, life to our ministry, life to our families, life to our purpose, life to our destiny. We will shift with you, Lord. We declare we are comforters, we are advocates, we are intercessors, we are strengtheners, and we are counselors for our priest, prophet, and king. Make us suitable, make us adaptable, make us trainable, and make us an accommodating helpmeet. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Those are the things we've got to learn how to do, and remember to evaluate them continuously. We got to shift with the Lord, because the Lord is shifting with our King. We may not know, we may not see, but God knows and God sees. So we've got to ask Him. We've got to stick with Him. We got to be led by Holy Spirit, not what our minds are saying, not even what we see in the natural, because what we see in the natural can deceive us. And helpmates that are suitable, oh, we're not going to be deceived, because we are led by Holy Spirit. Well, thank you guys for joining me, hanging out with me. Yes, decree I am accommodating. I like that too. Help meet is an honor, and I am accommodating. So as you go, declare out of your mouth, I'm accommodating. I'm accommodating. Go to GeraldandYvette.com for more information, revelation, wisdom, and insight. And I'm assuming you all have your book in your workbook, and you're getting these assignments done. If you don't, get your book and your workbook on our website. We've got plenty. We've got plenty. Help means that are suitable are not deceived by the natural, but led by the Spirit. That's the, yeah, I am accommodating. That's what we are, and that's what we do. Ooh. Ooh. I am accommodating. That's what I am, and that's what I do. And I'll see you Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's where we pray for the kings. We got to go in. We got to decree over them, declare over them, cover them, line up with God's will and God's word, and do what He asks us to do. So I'll see you on Tuesday for King's Prayer. We're creating a hedge of protection around our kings. We won't have it any other way. Until then, you pray for your king. Until then, you evaluate your helpmeet role and recommit yourself to be accommodating. See you soon.